So I think we all know about that episode with Peter on the night of betrayal, that night between Holy Thursday and the morning of Good Friday, when three times Simon betrayed Jesus, denying he knows the man. And so here in this final conversation in John's Gospel, we have this reconciliation, where in response to those three denials, Simon's given the opportunity to say, "Yes, I love you," three times. And what a wonderful revelation of the heart of our Father, desiring reconciliation and always coming to us, providing us those opportunities to return. And so we know of these three betrayals of Jesus, and we can look at ourselves. I can look at myself, and how many times today have I betrayed Jesus? Did I press my snooze bar? Did I cut my morning prayers short? Was I a little impatient on the road coming to Mass this morning? How many times today have I already denied Jesus? And he comes to us time and time again with the opportunity for reconciliation. "Do you love me?" he asks Simon, son of John. We have this one word for love, and we use it to describe all of our emotions and everything. But in Greek, there were three words, maybe four, to describe love. There was brotherly love, there was passionate love between spouses, and then there was the ultimate love of agape, what Christ shows us on the cross. And when Jesus is talking to Simon in those first two questions, he says, "Do you agape me? Do you love me with the crucifixion type of love?" And in both of those replies, Peter says to him, "I love you with a brotherly love." And the third time Jesus asks, he says, "Do you love me with a brotherly love?" "Yes, Lord, you know everything. I love you with a brotherly love." So we don't want to be too specific in what these varying degrees mean, but we can read in there this desire of the heart of the Father to come to us in the terms in which we can understand and the terms in which we are. Isn't this why the incarnation is so significant, right? Christ comes to us as we are in order to bring us where we are supposed to be. And so this is what happens in this passage. "Do you love me with a brotherly love?" "Yes, Lord, I love you with a brotherly love." "Okay, Simon, right now you basically live the life that you want to live, but the day will come. Well, someone will lead you where you do not want to go, signifying the kind of death that he would offer. The day will come, Simon, when you will be able to offer me a crucifixion type of love. Until then, stay faithful. Feed my sheep, feed my lambs. Follow after me." The very same invitation that Peter received, that Simon received on the shore so many years before this: follow me. And it's in following Jesus that we achieve reconciliation for our sins, for our betrayals, for our less than perfect love. Because by following Jesus, we become more like him. It's not just trying to keep rules or check boxes, but by following Jesus, our life becomes more conformed after his. Our hearts change. And so that first question that Jesus asked Simon, "Do you love me more than these?" And so we can just imagine what Jesus meant when he said "these." You know, he just had this miraculous catch of fish. So maybe he's saying, "Simon, do you love me more than all of these fish? Because these fish will make you a millionaire. Do you love me more than the rest of the apostles love me? Do you love me more than you love the rest of the apostles? Do you love me more than these?" What are the these in your life that Jesus is inviting you to love him more than? Your possessions, your dreams for your future, your dreams for your kids' future. Regret over past sins, scars and wounds and unforgiveness that you carry from the past. that you cling to as part of your identity? What are the these in your life that you're clinging to that Jesus today is saying, love me more than those? Love me with a crucifixion type of love. Surrender to me your entire heart, your entire life. Love me. Follow after me. This is the invitation as disciples that we have each and every day. Remember what Jesus says, unless you take up your cross daily, you're not worthy to be my disciple. This invitation to love is the invitation that guided St. Philip Neri's entire life. This man of prominence and wealth gave his life to Jesus, went to Rome, and really transformed that city in the midst of the Reformation, the Protestant Revolution. In the heart of the city that was called to be the unification of all Christians, St. Philip Neri was sent there to reinvigorate with the love and the joy of the gospel, who just his own personality, his disposition, would bring the light of Christ to everyone. Jovial, light-hearted saint, who when he would celebrate Mass would go into ecstasy. In the chapel where he would celebrate Mass, you can go and there's a chalice there with teeth marks in it. Because one day celebrating Mass, as he consumed the precious blood, he flew up into ecstasy, was levitating, and he clamped down on the precious gold chalice. His teeth marks are still there. He would fight with the devil on a nightly basis. But he just simply called Mary to his side, and the devil would flee. He was in a cave one day and had a mystical encounter with the Lord and felt the heat of the love of God penetrate his chest and into his heart, expanding his ability to love as Christ called him to. So much so that when he died and they examined his body, he had 3 broken ribs because his heart had enlarged so greatly that it penetrated through his chest, the love that he carried. So, do you love me more than these? Philip could say yes. We can ask him today to intercede for us, to put behind us any and all of the these in our life, to receive the reconciliation that God offers us freely, to walk after him, to follow after him, so that when that day comes, that we will be eager to love him with that crucifixion type of love. The invitation to Philip, the invitation to Simon is given to each one of us today. So put your name in that sentence. Put your name in that question. David, do you love me? And can we answer with Simon? Yes, Lord, you know all things. You know that I love you. Amen.